Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. A Minnesota House Education Committee has blocked a bill that would require ICE agents to have a judicial warrant before entering schools. Republicans voted against it, with Representative Peggy Bennett saying it's not the right bill to pass. Senate DFL Education Chair Mary Kunisch says,
"My message is to look to the children. How are we protecting your children? How are we protecting our children? And what is the message that we're sending to the federal government?"
Kunisch says she's working on a similar bill in the Senate that will be introduced soon. New court records say the man found naked in the state capitol last summer is incompetent to stand trial. The Ramsey County attorney says he intends to continue prosecuting Dominic Pierce once he is restored to competency. Pierce is charged with one count of second-degree burglary of a government building. The Minnesota State Patrol said Pierce was removed from the state capitol three times in July. Security staff said they found him naked and nonviolent in the Senate chamber. Sales of E15 in Minnesota set new records for a fifth straight year in 2025. Minnesota Biofuels Association Director Brian Werner says more than 144 million gallons eclipsed the previous record by more than 1%.
And it's also the fourth straight year in which we've seen numbers above 100 million gallons. So, you know, this is really exciting because it shows that not only are we continuing to grow, but we're also just kind of maintaining that momentum.
Werner says 2025 also saw more retailers offering E15 at more than 550 stations across the state. And the girls' state hockey tournament continues today in St. Paul. Minnesota Wild defenseman Quinn Hughes is the hero of Team USA's 2-1 victory over Sweden in the Olympic quarterfinals. Hughes scored the game-winning goal in overtime Wednesday.
I mean, I just tried to create some space for myself and, was able to get it to my forehand and get a shot off.
Wild teammate Matt Boldy assisted on the game winner. Hughes says it was an emotional win.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, I love the U.S. and greatest country in the world, so happy to represent it here with these guys. And
the U.S. will face Slovakia in the Olympic semifinals on Friday. And the U.S. women's hockey team is playing rival Canada this afternoon for the gold medal at the Winter Olympics in Italy. The Americans routed the Canadians 5-0 in the preliminary round. Team USA seeking its first gold medal since 2018 in South Korea. The U.S. settled for the silver 4 years ago in Beijing with a 3-2 loss to Canada. This is MNN.